Jose and his wife, we just completed a revival in Carthage. Awesome word of God. And we love you, brother. And I'm just going to turn it over to you. You're ready to go.
Buenos días.
Good morning.
Para mi esposa y para mí.
For my wife and I.
Es un enorme placer y privilegio estar aquí con ustedes.
It's an enormous pleasure and privilege to be here today with you.
Somos de Venezuela.
We are originally from Venezuela.
De una ciudad que se llama Maracay.
From a city whose name is Maracay.
Y después de 30 años de servicio en nuestra ciudad.
And after 30 years of service in our city.
El Señor nos ha permitido estar en Estados Unidos, en la Florida.
The God has given us the opportunity to move to Florida.
Tenemos año y medio aquí en Estados Unidos.
We've just been here for 1 year and a half.
Y después de año y medio.
And after 1 year and a half.
El Señor nos permitió venir a esta hermosa ciudad.
We allow us to visit this pretty city.
Con la invitación del pastor Imbar y su esposa.
With the invitation of Pastor Imbar and Orga.
Con la aprobación del pastor Kane y ustedes como iglesia.
And approved by Pastor Kane and you as a church.
Y por sobre todo, el que nos dirige, el Rey de Reyes y Señor de Señores.
And more important,
nuestro Salvador.
From God, the King of Kings.
Nos pidieron que dijéramos una breve introducción de quiénes somos.
They asked that we give a small introduction about our service.
Nacimos en una iglesia cristiana evangélica.
We born in a Christian church.
Los padres de Elisa son pastores también.
And Elisa's parents are pastor in Venezuela.
Y yo estoy en esa misma congregación donde fui pastor desde los 8 años de edad.
And I've been in the same congregation since I was 8 years old.
Tenemos 34 años de casados.
We've been married for 34 years.
Nos casamos jovencitos.
We get married really young.
Tenemos dos hijos.
We had 2 kids.
José Antonio. Tiene 31 años.
That is 31 years old.
Él vive en Tenerife, España.
And he lives in Tenerife, Spain.
Y se casa ahorita en mayo.
And he gonna get married now on May.
Él es productor de música y video con la asociación DT Project.
He is a music and videos producer.
También nuestro hijo Freddy.
The other name is Freddy.
Vive aquí en la Florida con nosotros.
He lives in Florida with us.
Es baterista, músico baterista.
He played drums.
Y el Señor nos levantó como una familia de arte para alabar y adorar a Dios.
And God has left us to be a family of worship God.
Y un poquito de lo que Dios nos ha dado.
And a little of what God has gave us.
Queremos compartirlos con ustedes.
We want to share today with you.
Mi esposa es maestra en el arte y la danza.
And Elisa is a teacher in art and dancing to God.
Y también va a estar con nosotros, bueno, haciendo su presentación.
And she will do a performance for you today.
La gloria de Dios está en este lugar.
And God's glory is here with us.
Les conocemos de hace mucho tiempo.
We know you for a long time.
Por fotos.
By pictures.
Por videos.
Videos.
Es un privilegio conocerles en persona hoy.
It's a privilege to meet you finally in person today.
Ver en sus rostros.
Ver your face, see your faces.
La bondad y la fidelidad de Dios.
The
la bondad
fidelity de Dios. Of God.
Gracias por recibirnos.
Thank you for receiving us in here. Sorry, my name is Marianne. Kind of nervous. It's the first time that I do it in front of a public so big.
Gracias, María.
Thank you.
Gracias, María. Dios en tres personas, bendita Trinidad.
God is three persons in one Trinity.
Santo, santo, santo.
Saint, saint, saint.
Holy, holy, holy. Hermoso himno. Bueno, hoy vamos a presentar también una composición de algunos himnos tradicionales.
We are also going to present to you some traditional hymns.
Para glorificar a Dios.
To glorify God.
Y para que juntos.
And because together.
Adoremos a nuestro
we
Señor.
We worship God.
Te loamos, oh Dios, con unánime voz, porque en Cristo tu Hijo nos dice perdón. Este himno,
this song,
fue compuesto por un médico escocés.
Was written by
y la música
and the music
fue compuesta por otra persona.
Was written down by another person.
Pero lo importante,
but no matter,
es que destaca que nosotros podemos adorar al Señor rindiéndole todo nuestro ser.
But it's important that we can worship God with all our service.
Te lo amamos, oh Dios, con unánime voz, porque en Cristo tu Hijo nos diste perdón. Aleluya, te alabamos. Fidelidad, oh tu fidelidad, cada momento la veo en mí, nada me falta pues, todo provees, grande Señor. Grande Señor, grande Señor, es tu fidelidad. Este himno fue compuesto por una persona de origen sueco.
This song was written by a Swiss person.
Que fue criado en el Evangelio.
Who grew up on the church.
Su salud no era muy buena durante toda su vida, no fue muy buena.
During all his life, his health wasn't good.
Y una vez estando muy enfermo,
and one time he was really sick,
le oró al Señor.
He prayed to God.
Y recibió la bondad de Dios para su salud y sanidad.
And he received God's blessing and got healed.
Y viendo la bondad de Dios,
and
declaró
God mercy,
a través de este himno,
declare with this song,
oh tu fidelidad, oh tu fidelidad.
grande, Señor, es tu fidelidad. Grande es tu fidelidad, Señor. Un compositor y arreglista norteamericano,
an American writer and compositor,
André Crouch.
André Crouch
nació y vivió su juventud en una iglesia cristiana.
Born and grew up in a Christian church.
Fue un personaje famoso.
He was a really famous person.
Trabajó con artistas muy conocidos.
He worked with very important artists.
Madonna.
Madonna.
Michael Jackson. Quincy Jones. Pero al final de sus días,
but at the end of his life,
después de vivir una vida apartada de Dios,
after living his life separate from God,
se dio cuenta que nada de eso tenía el valor que Dios le había dado por medio de la salvación.
He noticed that anything that he has done gave him.
Y en 1972 compuso este himno, Mi Tributo.
He wrote this song, My Tribute,
que dice: a Dios sea la gloria,
that say to God
por
be the
lo
glory,
que hizo por mí,
for what he has done for me.
¿Cuántos están agradecidos con Dios? ¿Cuántos le dan la gloria a Dios?
¿Cuántos le dan? How many give the glory to God?
Lo vamos a cantar un poquito diferente.
We're gonna sing this a little different.
Con un poquito de esencia latina.
With a little of Latin essence.
Claps. A Dios sea la gloria. A Dios sea la gloria. A Dios sea la gloria por lo que hizo por mí. Con su sangre me ha lavado, su poder me ha rescatado. A Dios sea la gloria por lo que hizo por mí. De nuevo, a Dios sea la gloria, a Dios sea la gloria, a Dios sea la gloria por lo que hizo por mí. Su sangre me ha lavado, su poder me ha rescatado. A Dios sea la gloria por lo que hizo. Hay un himno,
there's a song,
creo que el más conocido de la iglesia evangélica.
I think that is the one that most of the Christian church know.
Que fue traducido primero del sueco al alemán.
That was changed from interpret from Swedish to
al alemán.
Yeah, to German.
Y después fue traducido al ruso.
And then to Russian language.
Y después fue traducido al inglés.
And then to the English.
Y en 1958 fue traducido al español.
And in 1958 to Spanish.
Y se dio a conocer por un gran evangelista norteamericano, Billy Graham.
And it was really acknowledged by Billy Graham.
Y ustedes lo conocen muy bien.
And you know really good this one.
Mi corazón entona la canción. Cuán grande es Él. Cuán grande es Él. Señor, te agradecemos.
God, we thank you.
Por tu bondad para con nosotros.
For your mercy with us.
Tu gracia y misericordia.
Your grace and
nos sostiene.
Hold us.
Y nos guía cada día.
And guide us every day.
Te damos gracias.
We thank you, God.
Porque con la vida que tenemos,
because the life we have,
vemos como tú nos guardas y nos sostienes.
We see how you care about us.
Te alabamos.
We glorify you, God.
Y te adoramos.
And we adore you, God.
Nuestro corazón,
our heart,
entona la canción. Diga con
sing
nosotros.
The song.
Mi corazón entona la canción. Cuán grande es Él. Cuán grande es Él. Mi corazón entona la canción. Cuán grande es Él. De nuestra Venezuela.
It's a little from Venezuela.
Señor glorificado.
Be God glorified.
Gracias.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Jose got down with his bad self right there at the last. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm going to turn the service over to Pastor Imbar. Pastor Imbar.
Thank you, Pastor. Thank you so much. God bless you too. Hello, everybody. You can stand up a little more time, please, and raise your hands to heaven and say with me, thank you, Lord, for your mercy and for your call to serve you. Brother and sister, I believe that God is calling each of us to serve others. Do you believe that? I think he does it. So tell the person next to you, God called me and calls you to serve others. And you're right, and you're left. If you have somebody behind you, you can say that. If you have somebody in the front of you, you can say to them, I believe God calls me and you to serve others. Hallelujah. It's a good opportunity to say hello to say God bless you, to say anything. So feel free to say something. Thank you. To your sister and brothers, hallelujah. Jesus lives today and he is worthy of praise. Amen. Amen? So you can be seated. God is good. God is good. All the time, yes. So, very, very good morning, Oakton Church. Receive our greetings and the greetings of the Oakton Carthage Church too. Okay? God is good, and we thank Lord to the Lord for the life and ministry of Jose and his wife, Elisa. The truth that the Lord has greatly blessed the Oakton Church through Pastor Jose and his wife at this time. The Lord has spoken deeply in the heart of the church, reminding us that we must worship the Lord in spirit and truth. And we don't have to wait to get to heaven to do it, right? The time is now. From here, so that when we get there, we are already trained. Do you think so? So we need to be ready right now. So today as Oakton Church, we thank God for the life of Pastor Jose and Elisa. And I also take this opportunity to welcome all the brethren in Christ here, to all the visitors and friends who are here today. We say welcome. Amen? This is your home. Amen? Amen. This is our home. And of course, we thank the Lord for his beautiful presence in this place. Glory to God. Today we are here together as a united church in Christ. And as we always say, the main reason for our gathering here is to worship and bless him who gave his life for all of us on the cross. His name is Jesus. To him be the glory and the honor. Amen? Hallelujah. Can we give the round applause to our God, to our Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, let us pray this morning. Dear God, today we are here to hear your voice. Today we are here to praise your holy and blessed name. Today we are here to thank you for the great mercy and love that you have shown me and my family. Without you, O Jesus, in my life, today I wouldn't be lost and without hope. But thank you. Thanks to you, O beloved God, I already have salvation and eternal life through your Son, Jesus. And thank you to your Holy Spirit who guide us to all through. Bless each one of those who are here this morning. We pray in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. So, today, we will be talking a little about loves. We will be talking about contracts and policies. Generally, the term policy is accompanied by another term that we know as insurance. So, policy, insurance. Insurance, policy. Everybody knows that, I'm sure. You know that? Everybody, you know, when you buy a house, well, blah, blah, blah. So, we have something like insurance policy, house policy, life insurance policy, etc., etc. All people will always seek to have security and peace of mind in their things. And to achieve these objectives, several situations have been implemented. And that is where we see all these mechanisms and laws, right? I was doing a little research on this topic and when this started. And it has been discovered that this mechanism has been practiced for 4,000 years. Over time, everything that needs to be done with security has been modernized with the different insurance policies and contracts in society. Today, we will review and remember what our policy as a church says. Interesting. But more than us a church, we better look at what the policy that we have as a human being according to the Word of God tell us. And thus, we will all review as children of God if we are aware of what it is says and if our life are really insurance. Look, brother and sister in Christ, young people, and friends who are here today, verify very well what you will hear today. I don't know if you are aware and do you know the policy that God has given. Well, that is what God will speak to his people today. Policy, insurance, and all that. When you make a legal deal of any kind, usually most companies or businesses have their own policies that they are governed by, for example, those who insure or cars, they provide an insuring policy. There they let us know their rules, what they cover and what they cannot cover, right? All of us who have house have to insure them. Therefore, they also provide an insuring policy, and there they say what covers it or not in case of some type of accident. Amen? In the apps on our phones, we must also read the rules and conditions to use this application, right? So, those who have credit card, how many of you have a credit card? The companies also show you the policy they have. There they explain what the interest rates are, the terms and conditions. They tell you what the penalties are if you do not comply with what they have established, etc. Amen? So, when someone is going to have surgery in the hospital, they will most likely need to sign many, many, many documents. You know, because hospital and clinics have their own policies too. Anyway, the term policy means document that justifies a contract and how it works. Got it? Perfect. Thank you. Any situation that happens to you in any of the cases, and thus see if it is has guarantees or not. The policy of these places, and according to what the policy says, is what will guarantee you having benefits or not. For you have to read that and be aware of all the details. And don't forget to read the fine print. You know what I'm talking about, right? Okay. Now, look at me. Look at me here, please. Do you know that on the topic of our salvation and how to gain eternal life, we can also apply what we are talking about? It's a good question. Is the Bible the document that shows us the spiritual operation that every human being needs to do to save themselves from eternal damnation? Maybe you ask yourself today, and what is that like? Regarding the acts of disobedience, the human being broke a law given by God, in which it brought enormous consequences that still today destroy people, destroy families, and every human being on this earth, according to a plan established by the Creator. We were the ones who broke a beautiful plan of God when we decide to disobey. And the Word of God is very clear about this. What do you think if we read some fragments of this policy together? Are you willing to do it with me? Hey, when I say policy, I mean what the Word of God says. Okay? We transfer the main information that I give you to turn to the Bible. Our policy of salvation, we can see in the Bible. So, right now, we want to see that. Let's start with this one. Genesis chapter 2, verse 16 and 17 says, "And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die." Look now at this other policy. Genesis 3, 2 and 3 says, "And the woman said to the serpent, 'Serpent, we may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you should not eat it, nor should you touch it, lest you die.'" So, the first one says in the final, you shall surely die, and the second one, lest you die. Today we know that although Adam and Eve knew the consequences in advance, they decide not to give it the importance it deserved. This is reality what happened. They did not give it the importance it deserved. That's it. What does it mean to die? What does this mean when the Bible says in Genesis, you should surely die? When the Bible says, lest you die. As for us, I know firsthand, it refers to dying spiritually. Because after Adam and Eve disobeyed, they continue with their physical lives, you know? But the spiritual area of each of them died the moment they disobeyed God. You see that? And when the person continues violate God's rule every day, that physical death will lead to eternal death. And the truth is, at this point, there is no longer any hope of salvation. What does it mean to disobey? Disobedience is not paying attention to what you are ordered to do. Okay? You got there. Now, we observe here that by disobeying, that act leads the person to death. But in the middle of these two terms, there is another concept. Is that the act of disobedience produces something that is known today as sin. Okay? Between both, sin. Sin is everything that goes against the law of God. Sin is everything that goes against the love of God. It's everything that goes against His holy will. Now, what are the implications of this? Because of original sin, the natural human being changed. Now we are children of wrath. Now we are children of wrath. That is, we are under the well-deserved judgment of God. Pay attention to this, because many have not understood this biblical clause and do not know the consequences. Look at what Ephesians 2:3 says. Among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desire of the flesh and of the mind, and buried by natural children of wrath, just as the other. So, here we have the order. Disobedience equal sin, and sin leads to death, and this death is eternal. Are you with me here? Disobedience equals sin, and sin leads to death, and this death is eternal. Next, I'm going to show you the biblical evidence of what we are talking about today, which is the same as what God's policy says. Romans 5:12 says, therefore, just as through one man entered the world, and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men, because all sinned. Do you remember this verse? James 4:17 says, therefore, to him who knows to do good and does not do it, to him it is sin. It's clear. The God policy. You see? God policy. So, what are we seeing here? What we are seeing, according to the word of God, is that by disobeying, sin infects the human being, and that sin brings death as a consequences. The word of God says, and this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their works were evil. John 3:19. And the dangerous issue here is that this has eternal consequences. Is that death is eternal without Jesus in the earth. What does this become then? Then, to understand it, we have to see what the Bible says about it. That is, what the biblical policy says about how it operated or how it works to provide security and salvation to human being. Here, I'm going to share a verse with you, which has the characteristics to tell you your fatal reality, but at the same time, gave you a strong air of hope. So, you know, all together. Romans 6:23 says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. We can say amen to this verse. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Pray the Lord for that. This verse tells you how ugly and the consequences of sin is. But at the same time, it throws you a rope of salvation that is Christ Jesus, and the product is eternal life. You can say glory to God, hallelujah, for that. Glory to God, hallelujah. We have salvation through Jesus. So looking at this verse, we realize that in God's policy, there is a way to forgive the debt that produces disobedience. That result in sin, and in which God calls it dádiva in Spanish, which is the same as a gift. A gift. Dádiva is a gift. Gift. And the Bible, which is the word of God, which is equal to his policy, says that the only one who exemplifies that gift is called Jesus. Jesus is the gift. Jesus is the dádiva from God. So, there is no excuses. There is no way to save our life from eternal death if we do not comply with what is established in God's policy. Seeing this, the idea falls that because I am a creature of God, I already deserve heaven. There are many people who believe this. I'm going to repeat this. This, the idea falls when that because I am the creature of God, I already deserve heaven. There are many people who believe this. According to divine policy, the only way to reserve my situation and save me is called Jesus. Otherwise, the path that my human nature is taking is king will be to perdition and eternal death. That's it. So, what are you going to do with the only life you have? What are you going to do with the only life you have? I'm going to help you. Well, not me, just Jesus. I want to be clarified with this. Look what you have to do. Pay attention to what the following Bible verse says. Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10 says, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believe unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Take with you this verse. In conclusion, at this point, I assume, I believe that everyone here is clear. Both believer and non-believers, the Lord tells you today, have you read the policy of eternal life? Are you sure of your salvation? Have you read it clearly? I'm going to repeat this from the bottom to the top. Have you read it clearly? Are you sure of your salvation? Have you read the policy of eternal life? Brothers, I believe that the Lord does not hide paragraph. The Lord does not hide his term and condition. Everything is there. What I want to say is that in the Bible, there are no small letters. Huh? Everything is so clear that there is no loss of data. No small letters. Everything is, you know, clear there. The God policy. The God policy is clear. If the person is eternally lost knowing the word of God, the only possible way for this to happen is that the person continue to live his life in disobedience and everything that it brings. Because when this continues to be done in daily life, this generates sin, and sin leads to spiritual death, and therefore physical death, eternally and forever. So, you are on time, or we are on time. Today, the policy has been read freely. Only you can make it beneficial for your life or not. If you want it to be a blessing for your life, you need to sign it with your own handwriting. And if you are wondering, how do I do it? Where do I put my signature? Because normally I will tell you how to do it. Wait a minute. God's policy, which is his word from him, give us many clauses that help us understand and overcome other areas in my life. For example, regarding the trials we go through in life, James 1:2-4 says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let passion have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Another example. If you have a temperament that is very impassioned, see what it says. Psalm 37:1. Do not fret because of evildoers, nor be envious of the workers of iniquity. Another example, if you are going through many afflictions, see what it says. John 16:33. The thing I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Amen? If today you are needing true peace in your life and in your family, look what it tells you. Philippians 4:7. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. Amen? Matthew 6:33 says, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. You can say amen with that? This is for you. This is for you. This is for us. All the believers, all the children of God. We need to believe this and confess and repeat one more time tomorrow, next week. We need to believe. And if today you are feeling weak and have many doubts in your heart, look what it tells you in Joshua 1:9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong, of God courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. This is for you too. This is for me. So today you need to sign with your own handwriting the policy that God gives you. And if you are wondering, how do I do it? Where I put my signature? Where? Romans 10:9 says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Sign that. You need to sign for yourself. Your wife can sign for you, or your husband can sign for you. You need to do for yourself. And this is the verse, Romans 10:9. Because we are talking about the God policy, the Bible. You see? So, I call to all who are here in the congregation. And today's call will be very precise, very precise. I'm going to ask the pastor, Jose Antonio, to come forward. And while he plays a musical background, I am going to make a call to the entire congregation. I am also going to ask Pastor Jim and the servers to come forward to pray with everyone who will be at the altar today. Okay? So you can close your eyes this morning. If you won't stand up this morning, I know the Holy Spirit is working. Continue working. I know that God talked to you. I know everybody here are believers. We are a church. We are a people of God. But I can feel the Holy Spirit go, you know, more deeply in your heart. and tell you something powerful. I know that you from now can see the Bible, the Word of God, like that divine policy that we need review all the time. We need to read all the time. We need to believe. We need to practice. We need to be careful. How is my life, my relationship with God? If you are feeling something like that, feel free. Just stand up and come in here in the front. We would like to pray for you. The biblical policy does not have small letters. God always through his word tells us clearly what is and what is not. Many men and women in ancient time failed to comply with God's policy, and the consequences were very harsh. And I believe that you and I today can avoid it if we truly love the Lord and obey his laws. I invite you to come to the altar, and if through what God has told you today, you have realized that you had not understood the clauses of God's policy for your salvation and eternal life, then it is time for you to come and do count on the Lord and give your way to Jesus. Go ahead without fear. Just talk to the Lord face to face. Face to face. God is amazing. God is all for us. He all the time is willing to hear his children of God. And you are part. Just talk to him. The day of salvation is today. The day of salvation is today. God bless you all.